The Omaheke Community Development Foundation, OCDF, is a civil society organization based in Gobabis that spearheads programs to enable and support socioeconomic growth in our communities. In 2018, OCDF started collaborating with Senegal's Trust Namibia in helping to establish a civil society alliance around nutrition. Senegal's is a global organization that seeks collaboration solutions for lasting social change in issues such as poverty and health-related challenges, and has been working in Namibia for over 12 years. The Future Civil Society Alliance will be established as part of the Global Sun Movement. Sun stands for Scaling Up Nutrition and is a vibrant movement of more than 60 countries. The following clip forms part of our efforts to respond to Namibia's crisis and to ensure that every Namibian mother, child, and family is healthy and sufficiently nourished. Mrs. Barbara Harakuta, the project coordinator, explained what is nutrition.
Nutrition has got to do with many elements. And one of the elements within nutrition, basically, I think it's the food that we need to take in. The management of our diets, the type of the food that we need to eat, number one. And number two, I think it also look at issues how we can basically source the food that we are supposed to be eating, how we should acquire the food that we are supposed to be eating, and also handling the specific food that we are supposed to be eating, and also different ways of making specific choices or decisions in terms of what we are putting into our body as a system, which is supposed to be nutritious or healthy, and not consuming a lot of issues like alcohol or eating a lot of food that will be detrimental to our body, like taking in a lot of fat and so forth. So it's a whole dimension of different aspects when it comes to nutrition.
Now, rural people will be wondering where nutrition comes in their lives, she explained.
What we are advocating in terms of nutrition is to whatever is really available for the person at that particular moment in time. Because now we can't be saying, you should be going buying food in the supermarkets, maybe on an expensive price, or always eat 5 different types of fruits in a day. You know, with our economic system at the moment, what we are trying to look at is to complement into SUI. What are the food types that the people can afford, which are at their reach, that they can really take in? So it depends whether it's traditional food, merely maybe beans that they can grow, or basic clean water that they can also take in. So whatever is available. But if you have money, or for those who can really afford to maintain their diets, we'll advise them really to go beyond and, you know, manage their diets by, you know, either they are growing their vegetables and fruit, or they can perhaps acquire it from supermarkets in a controlled diet environment. For others who are less opportune, we'll rather say take in whatever is available, but let us see how we can make this out of it, whether we are complementing or combining few different types of food just to build our body systems.
We wanted to know what motivated her to be part of this project, she said.
As I was growing up, in my family, we are athletes. We've been doing different types of sports. And as I was growing up from young age, issues of taking care of your body was always crucial in my household. Drinking clean water, be active, exercise, eat proper food as much as you can. Don't drink, don't eat too much sweet carbohydrates like chocolate and so forth because of the energy levels and so forth. And also merely to take care of your body. So I've grown up in like a health sensitive environment, especially from my mom, where she was advocating healthy lifestyle. So it has been already in me. And as a grown up woman, also I have a family of my own, which I'm also instilling what I've learned from my parents as well. And also as a mom, and as a qualified registered nurse, I clearly understand issues of nutrition. and also looking at issues. When I just merely look at the social economic setup within the country, it raises alarm in terms of the attention that needs to go with regards to issues of nutrition as well.
Lack of good nutrition can lead to?
Malnutrition has a lot of forms towards its causes or contribution. Simply, when we look at social economic factors, it could be poverty. Number one, simply that the person or I just don't have the money to secure food on the table for my family to eat. And the other reasons is lack of knowledge or information towards how to acquire or how to eat right food or specific food. In terms of also the ability, third one, the ability, I could put it, or people at large or in the community to maintain issues like backyard gardening projects or just how to grow basic vegetables and fruits within their household levels. Just that capacity of ability to have that thinking of, no, it's not all about buying fruits and vegetables, spending money in the market, but merely that I could also grow here and there on a small scale level within my household. That ability, the understanding, is also one of the contributing factors for malnutrition. Beyond that, we can also look into specific health issues. We have diseases. If some people are suffering from certain diseases, their ability of simply taking in food is limited, and they can end up malnourished. We have also certain diseases that are attacking the immune system, causing the person to deteriorate and also leading to malnutrition as well. Globally, we have issues, challenges all over, even in Namibia, with water, supply of water. We have some people who are knowledgeable, they have the ability, like they want to grow those gardens, but at the end of the day, the supply of water is also a challenge that the country is also facing. So there are many different components and reasons towards malnutrition, but those are the few. A few ones that we can maybe highlight for now.
How do they get funds to run this project?
Senegal's Institute has to have its own independent agreement with the United Nations, UNOPS, where the funding is being availed for this project through the Namibian Scaling Up Nutrition Movement, which is a global movement advocating and looking at issues of nutrition. So basically, the funding is there, even if we are saying we are thankful for the funding, but can use this platform also to call upon any stakeholders or donors that are also interested or has nutrition on their hearts also to come aboard and see how best we can collaborate on this. So, well, the budget is allocated and we are trying to work according to the allocation within that budget of the United Nations and locally with Senegal's Institute as well, and also driving the model through the global movement for scaling up nutrition.
What is expected from stakeholders in this project?
We really want them to go to a next level where we are looking at creating the civil society alliance that will overly be an engine or a moving body in terms of providing input where nutrition agenda is concerned in all spheres, whether it's at the parliamentarian level, national level, community level, just to have that voice for nutrition through civil society alliance. So that is what we are basically working at. For sure, also engaging the parliamentarians, our leaders, because you can't be running any program or you can't have activities running on ground without involving the decision makers of the nation. So also looking at going beyond ordinary levels of community engagements, mapping of the civil society organizations, but also to engage the parliamentarians, have them being part of the parcel to own this nutrition agenda, and also to be able to advocate for issues of regards to nutrition in their policy making or their parliamentarian engagements or simply mere dialogues in terms of, you know, looking at issues of nutrition in the country. So that's just overly what we are aiming and what the project is all about.
Finally, Mrs. Harakuta shared her message as a mother.
So I'm a mom also. I have three children. I breastfed my second baby. The first baby I could not due to health conditions, but then My last born, I decided now I have to spend time and feed him as much as I can, because now I'm knowledgeable with issues of breastfeeding and the benefits that the baby gains from being breastfed. So it was my goal with my last born, with my husband, to make sure that we breastfeed him according to the desired or identified time frame with the Minister of Health's policy, where you need to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months and then ideally see how you can continue for the next 24 months. So it's not only Minister of Health's target, but it became also my personal target to make sure that I breastfeed my baby. And he's around 2 years and 5 months, and he's still breastfeeding. But obviously, I know there were challenges, because it's more like a full-time job to really breastfeed, like 6 months, imagine, exclusively. You have to make a plan. You are a working mother. You need, at the same time, to generate income for your family. And same time, you are also required to feed the baby and bond with the baby and make sure that the baby is supplemented in terms of nutrition. So that's how I value nutrition, and I just don't want to preach about it. I've also tried and practiced it, and it worked. I know it's not easy where food is concerned, but I always say we can try the small that we can flex yourself or stretch yourself within the boundaries that you are able to, instead of not doing anything.
That was Miss Barbara Harakuta from Senegos Trust Namibia, the coordinator for a project that aims at building a civil society alliance for nutrition in Namibia. We are looking forward to hear more about this project and about nutrition from other people involved. Until next time, bye-bye.
This report was produced by Edwin Kamushemo.